Ah, yes.
Yeah,
So.
Stunt Granny Audio 1125. We have decided that we're gonna do a watch along somewhat
Yeah.
with the debut of TNA. Are they calling it Impact as a show?
Oh, yeah, TNA Impact. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they got away from Impact Wrestling a long time ago. No, I'm sorry, not a long time ago, just last year.
Yeah, I was
So,
gonna say it wasn't that long ago. It I
yeah.
feel like it was a decent enough time ago,
No, it was the beginning of 25, I believe.
but
'Cause I think
I
that's when
feel
they
like it,
fired D'Amore and all that stuff. 'Cause he was the
I feel
catalyst
like
for it.
that was 24 or 23, 23 or 24, honestly.
Okay. I'd say
Feel like it's
24.
actually
So
yeah, I feel like it's been a minute already. Like it's one of those it's still recent history, but it's getting to be a while ago.
trying to see if they're
So,
using.
oh yeah, I have my sound completely off, so I
I was
am
just
not
curious if they
going
were
to be
using
able
the
to
old.
contribute in that department.
I think it's the old announcer from the Impact Zone days. Remember when they were on, well, like the heyday, Jeff Jarrett was always winning and all that stuff. I believe
Yeah.
it's that guy. It sounds like his voice, but he just sounds older.
No.
Which, that happens, So I'm
Oh.
excited. I hope this is successful. I mean, they lost a lot of talent, but oh well.
It's been wild what has transpired for them in a very short time period here. 'Cause I guess I still assumed that Joe Hendry was going to be there a little bit longer than he was, like, 'cause I felt like he had just signed an extension or, like fairly recently with TNA. So like I thought that he at least had another year or two. Like I didn't think it was that long, but I thought it was longer than the turnaround we've had.
Oh, good looking crowd.
We have the same feed. And I'm still behind. Like, I don't
Well,
know how the fuck that happens all the time.
yeah, I guess it's internet provider. I'm using an Xbox. Are you using like a Fire TV or a Roku or
I
something?
am
That can
using a
matter.
TV. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's okay. That's fair enough. And let's go ahead and do this
Yep.
here. Let's
Yeah, we got
hopefully.
a AJ Styles is the first guy out. Not bad. All right.
Come on.
He's using his old TNA theme as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think so. Let's see.
I would not be
Yeah,
able to
for
pick
sure.
out his TNA theme.
Well, it's not the You Don't Want None song. So,
Oh.
it's pretty easy to tell. But no, it's exciting. I know Chris is not very high. He's given it 57 more minutes to impress him. But it's like to have a third, I'm just going to use the word, okay? Thriving promotion is a good thing. And I know, like,
Oh.
WWE's in bed with them now and all that stuff, right? But it's
Yep.
still better than not having a third promotion on TV. National, is cable considered national TV now?
I think so.
I would think so too.
I
So,
mean, you still mostly have as wide of an audience as you can ask for, in some way or another, I feel like at this point.
yeah. Now here's the
Because
problem.
people either have cable or cable alternative, which usually, again, like AMC is pretty common, I feel like, amongst all of the different, whether you're YouTube TV or Sling or kind of all of the web shares seem to be amenable to AMC, so it's just like,
Oh yeah,
yeah,
no,
if you want to watch it, I mean, you and I both talk, well, or maybe I talked about it more with Chris than with you. Like, I was trying to remember the last show that I watched on AMC prior to TNA here, it's wild that therein lies the possibility that it was Walking Dead, like a season plus into Negan. Yeah, I feel like that was the last time that I watched an AMC show, and it's just wild for a network that I watched very consistently for a long period of time. It's been wild how much I have ignored it until TNA popping on here.
Yeah, well, Walking
So.
Dead ran its course. They split it off into four shows now, or three. I know she watches. They have a show, Interview with the Vampire,
Oh,
the show, and as if that movie's not as obnoxious enough. Ugh, I hate that. I hate that stuff. All that Anne Rice romanticized vampire nonsense. My love, you're the dark chalice filled with the life-giving blood. Shut up. Shut up. Just bite some bitches, bite some dicks, whatever you want to do. Just stop. I will never see. There was literally one of the shows. I just turned to her. I'm like, can we stop with this? He's like, you're a painter. He goes, I haven't had my portrait painted in 1,200 years. I was like, well, tell someone to paint your picture. You've been around 1,200 years. You're an asshole. Maybe that's why. But it's supposed to be this deep shit, and you just sound like a fool. The sun never reflects off my face the way it does yours, my love. You're not supposed to be out in the sunlight.
Yeah,
So
I
just
was gonna
say I
say
can't be out in the sun.
there are problems
Just
already,
be
I
so
feel like, in
difficult about.
most vampire stories.
Now, one critique of TNA, if you're going to do establishing shots of the arena, do it the day of, because that place looks empty. It looks like a model. But
Yeah,
yeah, that was bad.
that
Oh
was
no.
really weird. Like, it did not look like there was anyone on the concourse there.
No, it was clearly at night. Because you could see through the glass that the arena was empty, so that was like done late at night or early morning. It's like, come on, guys, WWE does that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, you're going live. You should it should be a live time frame, even if it's dusk or something weird like that. 'Cause where are they?
Who's calling us on Facebook?
I don't know.
Decline. I don't know what just happened there. Chris is already complaining about TNA, and we are 8 minutes into the show, and all of a sudden we get a call. Okay. So,
Did our Facebook page get a call?
no, it was our group chat. I think one of us, I pulled it up. Maybe I,
Oh.
somebody, he's on a call with somebody. So, anyways. Yeah, so we'll see. Good move having the Hardys out first. People know who they are. So, but
Hannafin and is it Reinhold?
yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
Yeah. So anyways,
You know.
so while this is going on, we'll see if anything good happens. Let's talk wrestling first if we can. Because I know
Sure.
you
I
suffered a
mean,
tragedy in the sports world, so
yeah.
speaking of tragedies, can we talk about NXT first?
Sure.
Because
Sure.
AEW is just boring. There's really nothing to talk about. Like what? Because everything that happens is either off screen. Or doesn't happen until Saturday. So,
Dynamite was fine. Like
yeah.
I was unoffended by everything that happened. I was not excited either,
No.
but I wasn't really offended. It's just like, okay, Yep, this is a this is just a perfect like six across the boards here. Like every segment is just like a six.
Where NXT
NXT is yet again in just a
I
wild
forgot something.
spot.
I knew I forgot something. That's putting it one way.
That whatever, like, I don't recall. I know that they've called multiple people up at a time. For some reason or another, this one just seems particularly rough to me.
Yes, because go ahead. I think you're going to say the same thing, but I want to make sure.
Well, yeah, like, and obviously, I mean, they're like, hey, we've still got X amount of TV time, and whether you guys are ready or not, like, I'm like, hey, this feels like the most indie it will ever be, but also it is wild who they seemingly chose to leave down there also.
Do you have it pulled the opening segment pulled up, like the write
N
up? Can you please pull that up?
no.
Because there's
Yeah,
a whole
one
lot of
second
hey
here.
that guys, hey that guy, hey that guy. So, but you're right, and there's also a wonder of, well, are they going to get pulled up soon? And this is a work in progress. Because we are what, January
Oh,
12th, 15th?
yeah, they
So,
don't want to completely shatter NXT, like, so they're like, hey guys, because it's kind of almost has that Bailey vibe to it, I guess, when the other ladies got called up, because yeah, Charlotte, Becky, and Mercedes
Sasha
slash
Banks, yes.
Sasha got called up all at the same time, and Bailey just kind of sat back there. Like, it is a wonder if they're just going, hey guys, like, we cannot completely bankrupt these divisions of names. Like, and it, to me, it's also logical choices to me it to keep down there just because they can do more teaching the younger people stuff than some of the people that are getting called up. You
I think you're
know,
being
like
generous, by the way. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they don't have any clue what they're doing with the men's division whatsoever. So let's just start with the beginning segment. Do you happen to have that pulled up real quick so we could like name actual people?
Yeah, because I mean, she didn't really name. There is no one in the write-up that is not named Ricky Saint.
Well, there should be that one guy, Obafemi 2.0, whatever his name was. It was
You
so
know what?
clear
Here
as
it is,
day.
Keanu Carver.
That's it. It was so clear. It was obvious what they were
Yes.
trying to do. And it's like, okay, let's just start from the beginning in this. Obafemi vacates the title.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was
Well,
last week, so yeah.
why? Like, we've had NXT champions go to the main roster and still wrestled NXT, and they eventually lost. Okay, cool. But also, Ricky Saints comes out. He has a legit argument. He was next in line for a title match. Oba vacates it. It should be Ricky Saints. There shouldn't be this four match blah, blah, blah jargon. It should go to him because he avoided wrestling Ricky Saints again. In order to just not lose, like they could have spun it totally different, got around it because the
Well,
last
they
person,
still, I mean, they still got around it, though.
well, they got to go. They're having a ladder match for it. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did because Ricky Saints got the pass later in the night.
But he should be champion. The guy has
No,
the he already had the match
he
set.
should still have to wrestle for it somehow.
If you can't wrestle a match against somebody, but it's my fault. I just realized what I'm doing. If you can't wrestle the match against someone and you forfeit the title, it goes to the person that you didn't wrestle. This is the exact same thing. Except he decided to leave it back behind. So, it's always that old wrestling trope. Someone's too beat up. I can't defend this title. Well, here you go. Like every wrestler pulls that, and it's like, I should be the champion now. And then they always come up with some convenient way around it. It's my fault. I just realized I talked myself into it. So,
Oh yeah, I mean this
yeah.
is standard booking.
Yeah, that's what they do when it used to be the old days. Like I'm trying to remember the last champion that couldn't wrestle and they had to hand it over to somebody else. I know it's happened, I just don't remember. But no.
I know that Chris mentioned Asuka left NXT without having lost the championship.
Yes.
It is possible that she's the last one because I feel like everyone, somewhat to your point there, I feel like almost everyone that has split the championship has lost it soon thereafter. And
And
I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of fine with him just relinquishing the title. Like,
I'd be fine with it if, because like Asuka didn't have anybody else to fight. She beat everybody.
uh-oh.
And then like that was all poor Ember Moon. Athena won the title right at
Oh,
like was the
yeah.
first champion. Like, all right, Dan, we were talking about last week, Daniel Cormier syndrome. But
Yeah.
in this case, Oba had a match lined up. So it's like, could we just avoid another tournament? But I mean, I guess it's not exactly a tournament, but whatever. So
Yeah, it's just what is it? Six matches to get the six participants, or well, no, it's only going to be five matches now to determine
yeah.
the other one since Ricky Saints an automatic pass into the six person
Yeah.
ladder match.
So, I don't remember all the matches, but it's like Josh Briggs is in it. Jasper Troy, I believe, is one of them in one of the matches. Like, you get all these guys who are bums. They've done nothing with the men's division. And the one guy that's worth anything, the guy that was worth something, is now gone too. Except Tony D's still there for some reason. Why? And they did point out Joe Hedry. All right, cool. Joe Hedry will be in it. All right. Probably good time to put just slap the title on him. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to, 'cause that was the, yeah, I don't think they have the bracket, breakdown in here.
No. But it's like you just look at this bum ass men's division and it's like, holy God. The most over guy is the North American champion, which, by the way, in a little bit, you're gonna be able to just sit back because I'm going to go off on the Ava segment with Ethan Page. But there's no one out there. And then they got this new guy, Keanu Carver. And then what's the toothless guy's name?
Shiloh Hill.
Yeah, who, by the way, I can kind of, we said it last week. I can see it actually. I actually see it.
He's growing on me. He's
Yep.
kind of that goofy, but he's also turned it on. Oh my God. I always forget how that swanton for Jeff happens now.
Yep.
Like he nails people. He's just like, sorry, you've got to take most of my weight.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's 48 years old. So,
Yeah, he's like, my body cannot take this anymore. So you are like, you like, I'm coming down here with
yeah.
most of my weight.
And this dude's the most unimpressive big guy I've ever seen. I can't really remember his name,
No. Yeah, I don't know who suit guy is.
Yeah, but he's not bad in the ring, but he's supposed to be like the badass. And you're like, dude, you're like a twig. Now we got the Righteous now. But Chris is just blowing up our chat, by the way. I don't know if you can see this.
I'm just not paying attention to my phone. Like it can be there. It will be there.
Yeah, but like
I guess just because I don't have the sound, I can't fully evaluate anything,
right.
honestly.
But
Other than watching real physical movements,
yes.
because yeah, and Jeff has been doing that for multiple years at this point, where he's just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done really taking this bump. My
What are we
tailbone
doing?
is completely fucked.
Anyways, but back to NXT. It's
Oh.
just, yeah, the padlock through the ear thing. Like, what are we doing? But anyways, I just, you look at this men's division, it's like, man, there's no one. Like, no one's really ready.
Oh.
Joe Hendry, sure. Hendry, whatever. Ricky Saints, okay. Tony D, why are you still there? And this is the one I think is probably the work in progress. Him and Saints. I don't think they're long for NXT, but they're like the left ends, and they'll eventually be gone.
It is still like, yeah. Tony D'Angelo's on that at this point, mind-boggling. Like, I am so confused at what's going on at
Yeah.
this point. People, like he's joining that club with Alexa Bliss, and I'm trying to think of the other people that have like been there a long time that have been off TV for like vast swaths of time.
Yeah.
Especially given like the fact that he yeah, I mean, what is it? Has it been 3 years or something like that that he's been
Yes, actually, I
NXT at
saw
this point?
somebody had a t-shirt of when NXT, the new, I can't remember what it was called. Was that it had like Carmelo, Tiffany, all these people. And the
Oh.
only one still there was Tony D, and oh no, I can't remember who the woman is. JC Jane. Everybody else
Oh.
is on the main roster, or they're gone. So
Mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, all right. But JC Jane's another one that's probably on the way out eventually too. But
Yeah, with her and some, I'm not quite as surprised with her in some ways, just because I really use Booker T as a barometer at this point. If he's
okay.
Well, no, if he's really behind someone, it seems like they're getting a push. Like, he tends to side towards the heels, but he'll also give props to any of the baby faces if he likes them. He'll start doing the whoop that trick. Or even, and she came back this week, he starts doing the Miss Parker right away. Like, like there are definitely certain people that it really lines up a lot with who ends up getting called up, I would say.
Yeah.
Like who Booker T like really gives that stamp of approval to on. I mean, I know that we make fun of him a lot, but you can also tell when it's just like, oh, they are really trying to push this person. Like, that is always my final, like, Vic can say, yeah, Vic does a great job, but, he doesn't obviously get a stamp of approval like Booker.
No, and because Vic's commentary has really kind of devolved into, so Booker, when you get into a match like this, what do you think their mindset is? How many times are we gonna ask the same question every match? I was talking to like, oh boy, like it was like, I don't know, maybe that's what they want him to do, but
I guess I don't have a problem with what's
it's
going on there, so.
every match. every week the same person. Well, we saw like they went through some strife last week. What do you think their mindset is going into this? Book and Booker kind of shits on it, which kind of cracks me up. What do you think the mindset is? Like, yeah. Like, anyways, but again, that may not be Vic's fault. So, but at the end of this, like the end of the segment with
I
everyone
find them
fighting.
fairly entertaining with the way they bicker with each other. So
Yes. Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. Like whether it's intentional or Vic's that I feel like Vic intentionally antagonizes Booker
Oh,
most
he
of the
absolutely
time.
does. Yes. Yes.
So it's just like when he kind of gets his ass handed to him, I'm like, yeah, you kind of deserve that one, dude. Like
Yeah.
there are some times where it's just like, yeah, you kind of deserve slapped upside the head. So,
Yeah.
I kind of like that is a setup, honestly.
So, what like at the end of this, I was just left going, I don't care about this thing at all. But maybe they'll pull it out and
Well,
surprise me. Maybe they got some diamonds in the rough here, and now they're if they're actually going to concentrate on the men, maybe something will happen. That's my hope, but
yeah, well, and that is what the problem is that like we were just feeling good about the men's division in NXT maybe over the last 6 months, like the previous like year and a half, it was just patchy as all hell. They finally reestablished things after losing like the Carmelo Hayes's and whatnot. And it all goes out the door again. And it feels like a cycle that we're not going to get out of.
we had this reaction
At
when they
least
got,
on NXT.
yeah, they, I remember having a really bad reaction when, they came in and got rid of everybody, and all of a sudden, Ciampa was dot was like jobbing out to, oh my God, he's not even there anymore. Somebody, they just put like, all right, we want all new guys and they're going to bury the guys that have been here. You're like, what are we doing here? But now it's not the same case. It's just a bunch of guys you didn't care about all fighting each other. It's like this is an uphill battle. But from that, I think it's a clean slate of sorts that you don't really have much of an opinion on them. So.
That is going to be the one thing because I think that they did kind of, for the most part, feature the men that I'm not surprised that got left behind,
Yeah.
but do have something of a head start. Because, yeah, they did mention. And I don't remember if he got a backstage segment or not, but Josh Briggs still hanging around there.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
But like Miles Bourne got a backstage segment, was not surprised. Like it definitely wasn't time for him to get called up.
No.
Who else? Well, I wasn't really surprised that Lexus King kind of popped back up. Can definitely use him in these kinds of times when you need a fill in here.
I think they're pushing him into management as a manager role. 'Cause he keeps going to different guys and it almost seems like he's creating something with them, not like and he's the opponent. I don't know, that was a feeling I got, but the show seemed like they reset the men's part but didn't the women. So it was kind of a weird show this way. And
The yeah, it was a fairly like because I like just the off the top of my head, I feel like it was a men's heavy
yes.
show, which is fairly rare. I mean, oh boy, I mean, well, I
Yeah.
guess it's pretty normal that there's only 4 matches, I suppose.
For NXT, not so much. They usually have way
Or,
more than that.
four matches, so.
But no, so it's like like the heavy focus on the men. It's like, okay, so they're talking about all these matches for the title, right? You know, that it's vacant. You got to have some challenges, right? And my first thought was, oh, so Ethan Page will be in this somehow, because he's got to be. He's the North American champion.
Well, actually, is this is the segment that you had a problem with? And I'm just realizing that I like the deal, but I'm realizing that the deal should have been different.
So let's start here. He's North American champion. Wasn't it like unspokenly the Intercontinental champion was right below the champion, right? So they were technically the number one contender. Now, it didn't always work out that way, but over the years it has worked out that way. So as it's going on, you know, the North American champion, both men and women have fought the champion and won and held two titles. Hey, real quick, did everyone forget about Stephanie Vaquer having both of them? And then she willingly gave one up because she thought, well, more women need, you know,
The
the
opportunity.
opportunity. Yeah. So let's, yeah, that was this year, by the way. So, Ava, he goes back. He's like, so obviously I'm going to be in the tournament. She's like, no, why would you be? And he's like, and I'm like, well, why the fuck wouldn't he be, being the North American champion, the most over guy, the most over male wrestler on the roster, the guy you send to Mexico all the time. Oh, by the way, you know, the whole double champion thing. Yeah, this is exactly where he should be. And they come up with all of this word salad nonsense. And she goes, well, you know, if you win the title, you're just gonna have to vacate the North American title anyways. Why? He's got two goddamn titles as it is.
Well, they're two different divisions, though.
Well, two
And
different companies, yeah.
and two different companies. But I did, that's why I was like, you know what? The art, and this is where I feel like Ava and or a lot of the GMs get hung out to dry sometimes, where they're not given a good response. You know,
Yes, yes.
or given good leverage for why she should be doing it. You know, if you honestly just throw in a line like, hey, it's just been too, you know, it's been too hard for previous, or you know, one belt doesn't get defended enough. Make up at least some level of excuse for why you're forcing him into that. And that was the one thing that I'm like, oh, I kind of am realizing that there was just some holes in the story there
Oh,
that
we're not even done with the segment. You're exactly right. Because the next words out of her mouth are, well, if you want to be in it, give me that title. He's like, huh? He's like, yeah, you want to put up or shut up. Give me your title, and then you can go in. It's like, what? And she goes, well, if you win, you're gonna have to vacate the title anyways. Okay, so just give it to me now. That makes no sense. Like, how about I win and then I can? Well, we have to have a champion, so you can't just vacate it when you win. So vacate it now. I understand this is not Ava's fault. This is the shitty writing that they're giving. But it's like you make her look stupid. Stupid. And he's exactly right where he's like, no. Like, no one else has ever had to do that. And it's like, well,
And
you
then
know.
that is the biggest problem. Like, you know, if you're like, hey, we learned from the Stephanie Vaquer experiment that you can't defend two singles titles at the
Yes.
same time.
Just do
Like that
something.
again, that's and just say, hey, that's why if you want to go after it, that's understood, but you know, you gotta kinda
Yeah,
cough that up. Because I feel like didn't
I'll
they
put you
used to
in,
do
but if you
that?
do win, you do have to vacate. Okay, that's fine.
I
If you don't win,
remember heard what? Oh, and I guess since we're watching TNA, this ties in somewhat. I'm thinking of the X Division Championship, you know, where they were given that one time a year where they could cash
Yeah.
in to go after the World Heavyweight Championship, but they had to give up, you know, like part of the deal was you had to give up the championship because it's just like no double champs. But it wasn't that situation, like you said, like just a couple of months ago. Like I know that it was literally last year at this point, but it wasn't that far out of out of memory that you should be pulling this kind of situation without
And then she
some
tells
excuse
him, well,
for
you're going to be busy next week anyways. You have a
her.
championship match against the new guy, which, you know, it does play into him getting a championship match as soon as he got there. All right, that's fine. But
Oh yeah.
I can't remember his new name. What's the new guy's his
I don't know which new. I mean, there were a lot of new guys. Because there's, Keanu Carver didn't have any talking, so I'm not thinking that that's who you're talking about.
No, it's the French guy. He's
Oh, Alien LaFleur,
he's good.
I believe.
So
The stuff that they've shown, I'm like, okay, this is pretty wild.
yeah, there we go. I cannot remember.
Elio
Yeah,
LaFleur. Yeah,
I can't. I
okay.
just I can't remember what his name was before. Let's see.
Yeah, and that
Hold on.
was fun. I like that segment in general, just because I'm like, oh, okay, I do not mind the getting to know you segments. And he's definitely one of those bodies that I don't know if he'll be an immediate champion. But I was wondering if he could possibly win, and then Ethan Page does decide to get himself into the other match somehow.
See, what I would like if they were going to do something like that, I don't mind if this guy wins, by the way, because I would hope that means Ethan's going up where he's supposed to be. He shouldn't be in NXT anymore. So, you know,
No.
despite all this complaining, he shouldn't be there anyways. But there's two trains of thought. He does lose and he's gone. Or I would prefer if this match was at like a pay-per-view or, if it's the night that like of the ladder match, right? And
Yeah.
he somehow weasels it, like he loses, but then somehow someone gets hurt and he weasels his way in and wins the title that way. I think
Oh.
that would be really cool. I don't have faith that that's what's gonna happen. So I think he's just gonna end up beating this guy. It's gonna be one of those, oh my God, great showing. He loses. And then Ethan's just left going, yeah, I'm the North American champion. Unless the storyline is it plays out that, yeah, he'll end up giving it up to get in this match.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, 'cause when did they say, I'm trying to remember when they said that they were gonna have that. Is it early February? Like February 5th or something like that? It was when they're gonna have the ladder match.
That I don't remember.
Yeah, I feel like we had a little bit of time. So I guess my point was generally just that we have a little runway until we get to that point. February 3rd.
All right, so we got.
So yeah, we have a little bit of runway, officially.
Well, yeah, we got 1, 2, 2 weeks. Gosh, that's gonna come up quick. So about 2 weeks, and
So yeah, I mean, you can have that happen either this week or next week, depending upon what way you
Well, my
feel like
thing is
going.
also, I know like they usually have an NXT event before WrestleMania. They're gonna have to do something. I mean, even what last year was what Trick finally beat Mello, right? That was the main event.
Oh, I do not remember
Gosh, I don't remember, but it's like,
in
but you know,
the
like it wasn't a sellout like they used to. It was still in an arena, so I was proven wrong that they could get back into arenas. But you know, it like as it stands right
least.
now, there's not a whole lot.
Is it just NXT TakeOver WrestleMania?
Something like that. So, but yeah, it's, I don't remember Dion Lennox being out there or Dark State being at ringside or Out the Mud or any of these guys. So it was kind of weird. Like Dark State still plays, doesn't play with that stuff. And then, Hendry and Lennox have their match later. Then, I don't know, man. The men's stuff is such a mess. And it's really TNA is to blame for part of it. They focus far too much on TNA stuff. And now, those TNA guys are gone, and the guys that were, focal points of your division are gone too. Yeah, so Sonya Deville is part of TNA now, or Daria Ray is her name. And oh, well, look who's back in the big time. I guess OnlyFans is going to be on pause, and Elena Black is in TNA wrestling. What was her name at NXT? I already forgot.
It is blanking for me. Yeah, her and Mandy Rose just did that cage match.
Yeah, you saw that too, huh?
I at least saw parts of it. I kept on moving at some point.
Cora Jade, that was it.
Oh
Just drawing a
yeah.
blank. All
And
right, well, that's fun.
Mandy Sachs still definitely doing a lot of squats. I will say that.
I saw stills that I've really paid attention to her career. Let's see. You twisted my arms. Let's see.
I will say that.
Well, she always had like a bulky body, like in a positive way. So it's not exactly, well, funny enough, none of these pictures are of her legs. So come on, Google, not right
What?
now. Give me.
Okay, yeah, it's just stand and deliver 2025, official wiki search here, to figure out what our main event was this past year.
Right.
Obafemi defeats Javon and Trick.
Oh, that was the wrestle. Okay. Well, I mean, even that sounds like a good match for a main event people would buy. But right now,
Yeah, 'cause Ricky Saints defeated Ethan Page for the North American Championship also in championship news.
Yeah, and didn't like Ethan win it like a week, like 2 weeks later, and won it right back? That was that weird feud.
Oh, do not recall what
Yeah, because
happened
remember he
after
hit him in the throat, and like during that match,
Oh,
Jasper Troy got
yeah.
involved, and you're like,
Yeah.
what's
Oh,
he doing getting
yeah.
involved? So yeah, that's how long Jasper Troy's been around doing nothing.
And I'll be fine with him having to step up into something of a larger role.
Yeah, and
Honestly, like he is one of the guys that he, I mean, him and Tavion Heights, it's kind of put up or shut up now.
yeah.
Like the way has definitely been cleared for those types of guys. Like Joe Hendry's just of the bracket are kind of no-brainers, and Ethan Page. Like those are the guys that I'm kind of a little more interested in that have had a little bit of time down there, but now has really got to be their time to take a step forward.
It's it
Will
is
they? I have
everyone's
no
time.
idea. I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like I.
Yeah, I mean it is everyone's time for the men, and
Yeah.
but that's also includes the writing staff too. It's not all their fault that they're not being focused on, or they're not like getting the training, or they're not a product yet. It's not their fault. It's
There could definitely be a little more even distribution of time, should
Yes.
they want that to happen.
But okay.
And that would definitely help out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we just kind of said it with kind of kicking off the NXT talk. It was one of the rare, although I do feel like it's been a little more men's focused recently, because of the guys that just left. Javon was just a real pool. Oba was a real pool, for a lot of people and a lot of reasons, both of them. And then who else? Wasn't there one other guy that got pulled up?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think
Wow,
of who
we're having a hard
it
time today. Yeah, I cannot
is.
remember who the third was. But Trick.
Oh yeah, Trick.
Oh my God.
Duh.
Jesus
Yes,
Christ. All right, we
that's
are struggling
terrible.
today. All right.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Well, yes, it is, because he held his own against Randy on SmackDown, which I thought was funny. Oh,
I've
did you catch, like, I saw a video clip and then I went back and watched. Did you see when Trick smacked the mic out of Randy's hands? Did you see Trick and Randy's face?
no, I don't
So
remember.
I don't know what happened, but it seems like when he smacked the mic out of his hands, it may have hit someone in the audience. Because you see them both look, and you see Trick looks at Randy and goes, "Oh shit." And Randy's just looking at him like, "Don't worry about it. I ain't dead. That's why you're in the ring with me. Don't panic." So yeah. Now it's not confirmed, but you see Trick clearly like goes, "Oh shit." Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I
Yeah.
have not gone back to rewatch
Yeah.
that footage.
But
And
yeah.
something did seem kind of weird, with how the, like you said, the reactions were. Like, it
Yeah.
was on them. Like, it was hard to miss them, you know?
I'm surprised more stuff like that doesn't happen. Like, but what did Brock throw a chair into the crowd one time? And it was like, oh God. He didn't
Yeah,
mean to. He threw it over the ring and it just kept going. Because a gorilla
yeah.
throwing a chair is going to go a pretty long distance. So.
I feel like that's happened with weapons once or twice, where it's either slipped the hands, or the aim was a little too high and
Yeah.
just really airballed everyone and went into the audience.
Yeah, but you're right. And like what we were getting back to the men and women part, like how odd is it to have a conversation about, hey, the men need to improve and get more airtime? Because it was always the opposite argument. It was always the women need more airtime. They dominate because a lot of them are just fleshed out. It's crazy.
Well, and I do feel like I feel like they might even be running thin on the women's side this time. And I think that's another reason why I'm kind of like, oh. Especially if the kind of other expected just get a slightly delayed call up, like JC Jane and oh, why can I not remember her name now too? Mariah Mays.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
Blake
Blake Monroe.
Monroe.
I could not remember Mariah May for the life of me. I was like, they did a good job. I forgot all about Mariah May. I'm sorry. I was listening to you, but I got distracted by this. Like, TNA is just gonna TNA. It
Yeah,
doesn't
why,
matter.
if Chris makes fun of this,
Oh, he
he
already
is
checked. No, he already checked out. You just look at
he
your messages. He already shut it off. So.
yeah, anyone should shut it off because of Perez Hilton. I mean, you know what? That is the funniest thing, and this gimmick does feel like it's from the Perez Hilton heyday.
Yeah.
And it's really weird to have a gimmick that's like a 15-year throwback. If someone does the
Yeah.
70s gimmick, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. It's long enough to go. even 80s with people like the Outrunners. You're like, okay, yeah, the 80s is still a fucking long time ago.
Yeah, at least they're like parodies, right? You know, they're like action movie guys. This is just, but it's like if you, all right, you turn this on and you're like, what's going on? Why is Jim Carrey's Riddler in the ring? Oh, is that he's? I don't know who this is. Oh, Mr. Elegance. I don't know what's going on here.
And Mr. Elegance has a lot of abs.
Yeah, he does. What, talk about a screeching halt, you know? What are we doing? Why is Perez Hilton in the ring to begin with? Like, that's all I wanted to talk about. That's all I thought this was going to be. Like, why? I didn't even know he was a thing still.
It had popped up on the Twitter timeline that he may be involved or want to be involved in wrestling again. And I'm
When
just
was he?
like, just recently I saw the
Oh.
rumblings like a couple of weeks ago or something like that. And I'm just like, why? This guy hasn't been relevant in like a decade. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, I'd always heard the name Perez Hilton. I didn't know what he was. And then I guess he was just the guy that would draw dicks on people's pictures and like say snarky stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I think that was mostly his gimmick.
Okay. And I guess he used to out gay actors. That's cool. So, but anyways, what the hell were we even talking about? Wow. Sorry, guys. That was a screeching halt moment. Like, we didn't even say anything. Holy God. But I think the women are still fine. I think some of the women they're choosing to spotlight are not. The crowd crapped all over Izzy Dane. That kind of surprised me. But like not in a good way either.
that She still doesn't feel completely comfortable to me. I feel like she's getting better. I feel like I see improvement, but I still don't feel like it's completely there for
No,
her.
it's not. No. And that's why I think her winning the North American title was kind of stupid. But it's like Thea Hale people wanted. You could have ran with Thea Hale and Blake Monroe a little bit more. But you know.
You for whatever reason decide to make Thea Hale a real dum dum and
Yeah.
make her lose her championship.
Well, it's also like if they don't have faith in Thea Hale, then why is she still there? She's been around since the beginning, pretty much, of NXT changing, you know?
I mean, she literally said that in a promo recently where she's like, I've been here 3 years. And it's just like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's wild that you got there when you're 18 and you're 21 now.
Yeah.
You
I
know, like that is, A, I guess I'm still not surprised just from let them mature a little bit before getting them on the main roster kind of situation. But also this time frame should be one of those time frames for her to step up. And I mean, you had to have known that this many people were going to get called up,
Yeah.
by the time that she lost the championship last week. Like, this
Yeah.
plan had to have been in action. So it's just like it's not even like you had the hey, we didn't know what was going on. You know, if this had happened a month down the line that all these people got called up,
It seemed it
I you might be able to get away with it, but
Yeah.
not right now.
But what's funny is like we're all guilty of doing it. We keep talking about these people getting called up, this person's getting called up, and this, it's like, it's not like the main roster has spots open. Now, you can make the argument you can get called up and there is plenty of time to be had, but we just had a 3-hour SmackDown with four matches on it. Like, that is insane. So,
Yeah, I do not think that there are going to be 31-minute matches most weeks, though.
I would hope not. Yeah, I would hope not.
I will at least give them that much. I do think that we'll at least pop back to five, probably six, without a 31-minute match. Holy
That's two
Moses.
matches an hour. Like, I know TV's got commercials, but holy God.
Well, and maybe I talked about Chris with this. We were just talking about he. Oh yeah, it was because I was like, oh, that match felt relatively short to me, and he's like, do you realize that we watched entire 3-hour wrestling shows in the 90s that didn't have 30 total minutes of wrestling on
Yeah,
it?
yes, yep.
And I'm like, yeah, that is 100% correct. Like,
Yeah.
and so yeah, that is the other wild thing. Like, we're actually kind of spoiled in a lot of ways. Like, there's still more wrestling than there used to be because the one match the Shinsuke Carmelo Hayes match was like 18 minutes.
Yes.
Like that was kind of a long one too. And we didn't think there was that much wrestling on a 3-hour show.
Well, no, I said
And
there were only four matches. Not that there wasn't a lot of wrestling, but it's what I'm getting at with that is like the variety. So you're not like you've got a ton of talent not doing anything.
or not being in matches.
Yeah, and that's the issue. So
Yeah, I still feel like there's a little bit of character development that lacks in any type of backstage segment. I feel like they've gotten away from that for whatever reason. And I don't know if this is a good time to start using that again, just because you do have a bunch of call-ups.
Yeah, something's gonna have to change. It's not, I mean, it doesn't have to, I guess, but and or like it's you've got to be able to justify your roster and the payroll. And I just wonder what's going on because the long matches, like even when Triple H was running NXT for 2-hour show, they didn't have this long of matches. And now all of a sudden we are, and it's like, well, that's kind of weird. So I don't know where like the focus on the creative side changed to where now we've got 15-minute matches where we didn't before. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but again, with so many people, and with so many people like twiddling their thumbs in NXT, to find that spot for them is going to be something else. So I don't know. They're in a weird pickle right now. And NXT, they've been relying on those women for a while. And now, to try to wrap that up. But like I said, when I saw Andre Chase backstage on NXT, I was like, oh my God. Like,
Yeah, they definitely brought him back to fill some time. Chase University is still a thing, evidently.
hey, can I interrupt for a sports segment real quick?
Sure.
So
Sure, I was
I
not
just happened to
expecting
I
that.
got an alert on my phone for I got a news story, right? And
Sure.
this is as of August. The totals are from August. The richest owners in Major League, okay? Baseball, Major League Baseball. The Mets guy, Steve Cohen.
Oh, yep.
Rogers Communications, who owns the Blue Jays. That's number three. Number four, and I'm sorry, that was number two. Number four, yes, I skipped number three, is the Lerner family for the Washington Nationals. Five is the Dodgers guy, Boston, Giants, Angels, Cubs, right?
Yeah, seems
That's a.
like the usual group of suspects there.
Do you know who's number three is? It's not Pittsburgh. It's not Pittsburgh.
Oh, Bob, I know it's not Pittsburgh, so Detroit. Is it
Yes.
Detroit?
And they're haggling with Tariq Skubal in arbitration. Pay this fucking guy. You aren't lowering ticket prices anyways. Pay him. Like, it just. I see that and it's infuriating because they're gonna, well, we're a small market team. You're number three. You are worth, because of your pizza money, by the way, you are worth, well, I don't know, because everything has to have a goddamn ad on it now. Anyways,
Billions,
and I'm not
billions,
talking
I would assume.
billion, right? Yeah. Boy, this site stinks. Okay, let's see. He is worth Well, there is quite a drop between number two and number three, by the way. Number two, Rogers Communications is worth 19.3 billion. And coming in at number three, the Detroit Tigers, the Ilitch family, at 6.9 billion.
Yep.
And they're haggling over $19 million. I've had it. I don't know if it's good to pay players that much or not, but I also don't want to hear owners crying poor. They only show the top 10. I was trying to find Pittsburgh, but
Not the top 10.
no, he wasn't. So, but
No,
anyways.
yeah, I do not think he's on the penny pinching that he is accused of is of it's
Questionable
not
means.
because it's more of the means by which his money comes in than anything else. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyways, back to wrestling. I just saw that. I could not believe
Well,
my
hey,
eyes.
perfect transition. I guess we can move to AEW
Yeah,
then.
speaking of money, they just lost somebody to WWE. And
The
good.
latter part been 100% confirmed
Yeah.
as we speak right now.
Well, spoilers for Collision, Hangman Page and Jeff Speed win the titles. So,
Yes. It was kind of funny where you had given me the spoiler, and I'm like, oh, well, all I needed to do was actually watch Dynamite. Because when Adam Page decided to grab those two, I'm like, oh, okay, yep, they're winning the trios titles, huh?
yep. And I
So,
guess at midnight, today, Thursday, as we're recording, that was it. Hobbs's contract was up.
yeah, Powerhouse Hobbs
Yes.
out the door.
Good. I've been saying this for a year. He needs to go to WWE. So he will be utilized immediately. I would love if there was a mystery opponent in the NXT Championship match. That'd be awesome. I don't usually like this stuff. Give him the title. They like giving a big finger to AEW. If he comes in right away and wins the title, we know why.
In no way would I be surprised. Like you said, like they love to feature those guys almost immediately. I mean, Ricky Saints is on TV pronto.
Yeah. Same with Ethan
Mariah
Page.
May, pronto. Ethan Page, pronto.
Yeah.
And yeah, would not surprise me if Powerhouse Hobbs ends up being one of the people to help straighten out the men's division down there.
Yes, it would. It absolutely would. Yes. And I'm all for it. I love this move. I'm happy he's going, because they pissed on him so much. And I've seen people defending the way he was using AEW. Well, this, like, no. Like, remember when he won the TNT championship?
Yeah, he looked like a badass winning it and then looked like a bitch the next week or the
He
next
was part of
match.
QT Marshall's what was that, QTV or whatever it was back then? The next week. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, I forgot that that was the course of events there.
Yes.
Yeah,
And then
he
he
looked
lose, I think
like
he lost the title, what, 3 weeks later? It was
something in
short.
that area. It was a very short title reign on
Yeah.
top of everything, on top of getting thrown into a group that he didn't need to be thrown into in any way, shape, or
No.
form.
No, it's just I've been infuriated with his booking forever. He's got a, I know he's not going to be the biggest guy in WWE. I'm not stupid. He's got a look though. He's got that little mean mug he does. No one else does that. It's pretty cool.
He's
And
got a better version of what Out the Mud is trying to do.
yes. Oh, good call. That's a really good call. Yeah. Yes.
You know,
So.
and maybe it's just because, and this is the difference here, Powerhouse Hobbs already been a wrestler for a few years at this point.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, like I am assuming that his career has been longer than theirs at this juncture. So, you know.
He's only
Maybe.
34. I thought he was older. Plenty of time.
Oh, yep.
No. So
Oh, and
that.
he's still not going to spend that much time in NXT. Like he's going to be the if he's down there, he's going to be down there for that, you know, something like a year-ish neighborhood, and then he's getting called up.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'd say hopefully only 6 months. But yeah, but again, main roster's flooded. But I know there's always cuts coming up too. So, you know. But it is funny, the how the promotions are all hey, we're signed all these guys. Hey, these guys signed. Like AEW just had a flurry of signings that
Well,
they were
yeah,
bragging
I
about.
mean, we talked about the minus there for AEW.
Yeah.
They did announce a trio
The Rascals?
The Rascals, or are
No,
they a
Quad. There's
foursome?
four. Yeah, Myron Reed is with them again. Yep. All four.
Oh, good for Myron.
Yeah, because Killer Kelly did not re-sign with TNA. And I guess they got married. Her
Oh,
Myron
yes.
Reed. So, because they
Yep.
already have a kid together. That's why she disappeared for a while. I didn't realize.
Oh, yep.
So yeah. I mean, good for him getting the bag. I've always liked Myron Reed. So it's
Yeah, and it's not surprising that Wesley and I can't remember what his rascal's name is.
you know, it's they've all wow, that's one gotta look up.
Xavier Desmond Xavier.
Yeah, I'm so used to calling them by
I want to say by
their
their
NXT
NXT
names.
name.
Yeah.
And he was not on the card. He was gone already
Desmond
by
Xavier, Zachary Wentz, Trey Miguel,
okay.
Myron Reed. Yeah.
Doesn't say
So
okay. Yep, I couldn't remember which I eventually remember which, just didn't completely remember the
by the
order.
name, Wesley's a better name than Desmond Xavier. They actually got that one right.
Don't necessarily. I would go with the shorter name over a longer name 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, because like, well, Zachary Wentz, it goes by Zach Wentz, Trey Miguel, Myron Reed, it's all pretty, you know.
Yep,
So,
they're all pretty short.
yeah, but yes, yeah, so they signed them. I don't know. I don't know what their ceiling is or their plateau or floor, or whatever, is going to be in AEW.
Hey, if they want to, they continue to love the trios division, so those guys will fit right in there. They'll also fit in the tag division, which is, you know, pretty wide open, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was actually one of the bigger shocker moments to me of the entire Dynamite. Davis and Doyle end up winning the four. Was it a four-way tag team match
Yes.
for a chance at FTR? So that was something that I was pleasantly surprised by.
Yeah.
I don't want any more Don Callis on my TV, but honestly, if he's going to have a group this big, he should have some type of dedicated tag team. And Davis and Doyle fit that bill perfectly. To have finally have is something that, can keep the Don Callis family in gold every now and again when they need it. So,
I just prefer the
I don't
Don
think that
Callis
they're
family in
nec
a way.
I'm not sh necessarily sure that they're going to win against FTR here. I feel like they're just kind of getting used as fodder for one of those other teams w winning it down the line that just lost that match. But
Yeah. I guess Jetspeed
we'll
now
see.
is the six-man champions or trios, whatever. The
Yes.
Bucks, it's whatever's going on with them is going on with them. And then who was the other team? Why am I drawing a blank on the other one? There's
One
another bad
second.
guy team.
N need to pull up the report because I did not have that up. Because we were more focused on getting started during TNA, I did not do some of the usual stuff here. But it's easy enough to find here. I mean, I'm already in there
I'm just trying to remember who the hell it was.
and scrolling because I'm
Oh,
100% not going to remember, even though I watched it earlier today.
the Toa Longa, whatever his name is.
And I just went
Yeah, the demand? Is that what they're called?
the demand.
Yeah,
Gates
so.
of, well, I believe they're still called the Gates of Agony.
But yeah.
As a tag team, and I keep on scrolling right.
Yeah, Gates of Agony were the other ones, and it was like good. They don't like, they still don't do anything
Oh
for me.
yeah, young yeah the Young Bucks, Gates of Agony, Jet Speed, and Doyle and Davis, or Davis and Doyle.
Yeah, it's funny because Doyle is another ex-TNA guy.
Oh yeah, and another new signee there for AEW. A lot more, and I guess again, I'm not, especially with the Rascals, not surprised. I feel like they have a better shot in AEW than WWE.
Yeah, the Rascals I never saw going to the main roster.
Nope.
I never saw that. So, but what was funny is Trey Miguel stayed behind in TNA because he wanted to just do his own thing and make a name for himself. But as soon as Zachary Wentz came back, they put him right back together. So, and by the way, how badly, I don't know if you still have impact on, how badly did WWE miss the boat with Xia Li? Like,
Still don't understand why that never came to fruition,
yeah, like,
honestly.
I'm gonna be a guy for a second. Oof. Oh boy.
The thigh tattoos very popular these days. I
That
will
whole
say
package is popular to me. That just, hey, would
that.
you like a cupcake? Yeah. Would you like extra icing? Of course. So yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, they just missed the boat with her. Anyways.
I'd be interested to see if she ends up being one of those that ends up back in the WWE at some juncture or just decides to ride it out in TNA.
I don't know. But anyways, we were talking about AEW. Yeah, Doyle and it's fine. Like Mark Davis, like he looks like he's trimming up. He just had an awkward look for a while. And I was like, dude, you look like a slob. That's not good. Like in a bad way. Like he came out with that one time he came out with his t-shirt all goofed up. And it's like, what are you doing?
He looked a little more just plain angry this go around.
Well, it's like two
So
big men against two small bald men. Or now, I guess one's not bald, but that's kind of like. And Chris pointed out, like, wait a minute, are they turning FTR face? And I was like, huh? And I realized, yeah, Edge is gone. He's not actually, his contract expired with AEW. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one.
Yeah, just.
I mean, I don't need to see more Edge.
No, you don't. So that's
You
a
know.
comfortable one to go. It's like you had your run. He got the face of guys he wanted to face. That was his whole point for going to AEW. And really, with him being gone, did you even notice?
No.
Yeah, because I like as much as AEW gets criticism, especially from me. They've got their people. Like even all these people they just signed, I don't know why they did. There's no offense to the Rascals or Jake something or, well, I guess Hetchicero's technically now AEW
Officially.
and CMLL, but they just signed
Oh
Persephone.
yeah, 'cause yeah, I was gonna say, aren't there two other ones that have a dual contract with CMLL and AEW?
Was it
Because
Lindsay Dorado?
Persephone, I believe, is the woman that I saw. 'Cause I saw a
Yes.
man and a woman in the headline that I saw, but I cannot
No,
remember who it was.
was it Lindsay Dorado? No.
Possibly. It
I'm
seemed
looking.
like a somewhat familiar name or someone that had wrestled in AEW previously.
Yeah, but it's
I will
funny because
say that
like they're
much.
signed to a dual contract so they can fight in AEW and CMLL. Well, can't everybody go and work outside of AEW if they wanted to? Like that was part of the whole thing.
That really is the word independent contractor is such a misnomer
Yeah.
given all everyone's situation, no matter which company they're in.
Yeah, and it is Lindsay Dorado, by the way. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Let's see.
So.
Apparently somebody else is leaving AEW, but I can't see. Because instead of just telling you, they're like, oh, so, in the back of the 1990s, my guys, oh, just tell me who the other person is. Oh, the other rumored person is Chris Jericho leaving, which, his contract expired. So there's that. But.
Yeah, and he's another one that in no way does he really need to go back to. Like,
Yeah.
he did what AEW needed him to do,
Yes.
and I'm not really pro nostalgia tour, honestly, but if they decide to do like Chris Jericho, that's the only other thing that it's just. It's wild how many people are just trying to go, this is my last year. Like, I just want one last ride. But,
Yeah.
like AJ Styles, John Cena just had his. AJ Styles, like, yeah, I'm out after this year. Like, I'm donezo.
Yeah.
And A, don't blame either of them. B, it's just if Chris Jericho comes back and does the same thing, it's like, oof, man. Like there really is, and honestly, I guess should be an era of wrestlers to retire there. Like just really close the door on that entire era.
Yeah, it really is like if Jericho shows up in the Rumble, cool. I think Edge may just be done. I don't think he's coming back at all.
I would be
You
surprised if he
know?
came back. He really doesn't have anything to do. Like, at least with Jericho, because he had an extended, what is it, 7 year run or something like that in AEW,
I think six. So yeah.
you can have some plausible, hey, some people that only watch WWE haven't seen this guy in X number of years,
Yeah.
kind of situation that. That'll likely be up for it. So yeah, but it'd be weird to have like four straight guys like, hey, yep, this is my retirement tour here. Let's do this up fun.
Well, Gunther's going to be busy then. So,
Yeah, Gunther is going to be a busy gentleman.
yes, and he just keeps getting better too. That tap out stuff on Monday killed me. I was like, oh, okay, because at first I'm like, they're really having tap out, and then he just played it off as if he did it on purpose. And I was like, that's so great. But anyways, Yeah, but this like AEW signing all these people though, it just goes like, okay, just more people. And I know they at least have Collision. They do have more matches to highlight more people. They've gotten a little better at putting people who aren't on TV wrestling. Like I was wondering the same thing. Like, why the hell is Zeta Steel, Dante Martin, like top, they're top
Oh,
flight. What were
yeah,
they
Sky
doing on
Flight.
Dynamite? Like,
That
that's a Collision gimmick. Like, what are we doing here?
was wild.
Yeah.
I saw them pop up on Dynamite there, just because. I mean, I've restarted the streak of not watching collisions here, so.
Yeah, maybe once stuff calms down, but like, it's a busy weekend wrestling, so maybe I'll have it on. I don't know. I'm actually going to a local show tomorrow, so.
Yeah, 'cause the other fine stuff on AEW, Darby Allin beats Pac,
Oh
so
God.
he's beat everyone in the Death Riders now. As much as I like Darby, as much as I like Pac, I didn't really care about this match.
My favorite part of the match was the beginning because they were like, they introduced Darby and then Pac's coming to the ring as they're introducing Pac. And you know, I love this stuff. Darby just throws himself through the ring and obliterates Pac. I was like, oh my God, this is great. And then they just decided to fight in the crowd.
For an extended time period.
And then, oh, now they're back in the ring. Ding, ding. I know it's just like it's madness leading
Had
up to
to
that.
laugh that even the announcers called it out this week. Like, usually, sometimes the WWE people will kind of mention something, or Michael Cole will act outraged or something like that.
Yeah.
But AEW, it's usually just like, well, that, you should be attacking your opponent before the match. This week they actually were just like, what the fuck, man? Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, I. Yes. And it also, I love Darby Allin matches, but I'm also starting to not love them because that man is. Those bumps are just something else he's taken. And it's like, he already said he had one where he like had tingling or couldn't feel his legs for a few seconds. And it's like, hey, change. Like, he's been quoted as not wanting to do this forever. And it's like, yeah, but how about walking? You know?
He is a wild man. I'm not surprised that his body might finally be hurting from from the accumulated or just from what he still continues to put himself through, because
Yeah.
that razor's edge onto the ramp looked really rough. And I feel like there is one other big bump that
Oh,
was
there is.
before that.
Well, I don't know if it was before, but it was. Well, he did the coffin drop onto Pac on the apron, which that looks like that sucks for Pac big time. Or Pac, excuse me. I keep saying Pac. The other one was they set the stairs up. And he back tossed him or back suplexed Darby back first onto the
Yeah,
steps.
that was before that, 'cause that was like
Oh.
the first commercial break, was Darby Allin bent over the stairs. And
No.
then yeah,
I mean,
it is wild. It is absolutely wild, the bumps that he takes. And yeah, there's only so much a human body can take.
yeah, but and then the rest was just whatever, and Darby
Yeah, 'cause
wins. So, all right.
yeah, it felt like that feud had already died, and it was weird that it was still going on. Hangman against Brian Keith was a whatever match.
Exactly.
And I guess the big thing after this really was one of the bigger in-ring segments of the evening, which is Kenny Omega ends up coming out after both Adam Page and Swerve Strickland talk about wanting to win the championship back.
Yes. And when Kenny decides to leave, Don Callis comes out. I thought this was clever, and I wish they'd do this more often. They had Don Callis take all the heat for saying the match is next week somewhere else, instead of like having the authority figure or the good guy go, all right, yeah, next week we'll do it then, or with something like that. And the crowd's like, what? At least this guy, this way the bad guy did it. So I like that. I like that part.
Yep.
And I know.
So, because in the next match was a throwaway match too, Brody King versus John Cruz.
When did he get a last name? When did he get a
La
first name? I
last
know they
name
said.
last week.
Did they give his they give his last name last week? I didn't
I
realize
think
that.
so.
But it's like this guy just shows up as a translator. And now all of a sudden he's wrestling? Like,
It was a very weird, a very aggressive and weird choice on
yeah.
their part. I'm just like, hold on, I just got introduced to this guy last week. Why do people hate him enough that he's in a match?
Oh, is this? I think this is like, it's like some sort of like just masturbation session, because Brody Lee has that whole thing against Ice, and then this guy came out bad mouthing Bandito, or like talking down to Bandito. So I guess he's the savior, but isn't Jonathan Cruz Hispanic?
I mean,
So
it
that
was
makes
more
sense.
just like he was trashing
Yes.
Bandido and Brody King had his boys back, really, to me.
Yeah.
I don't think there is really any of that overtone. Not saying that Mr. Lee does not,
Yeah, this whole
or
thing
Mr.
just.
King. But yeah, it was weird. Like, it was unnecessary. I don't know why that happened.
Yeah.
Just,
Oh, but
I
wasn't
don't.
that the standby match? Wasn't that the standby match?
Yes.
Which, why do you need that match in the middle of the show? Because your show went over the time limit again, which means you clearly didn't
Did
need the standby
not
match.
the standby match. Yeah.
They try to be creative with this. Oh, here's why we're gonna do this. Just do it.
Because,
Because you don't
yeah.
understand the concept of what you're trying to use. So.
We already talked about the tag match. So the next matchup was the women's six woman match. Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale, Harley Cameron taking on the Triangle of Madness, Thekla, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue. I like how this ended up going down with Thekla getting the pin on Chris Statlander, so we have a challenger for
Yes.
Miss Statlander moving forward. I
Yeah.
proponent of having challengers pop up this way. And I feel
Yeah.
like Tekla's been she's the Sisters of Sin weren't really going anywhere. And I feel like Tekla's given them somewhere to go at this point. Like she's given them a real leader.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's helped to have a focus for the two of them. And, again, like sometimes you just need people to fall into their place. Let them be the tag team of
Yeah.
the trio.
Like Julia Hart and Sky Blue, just if like they frustrate me. I like both of them, but then they always seem to do something. I'm like, we're still doing this stuff. Like, I can't remember something Sky Blue did, and it wasn't egregious. It just looked bad, and it was like, come on, man. Like,
Oh yeah,
you
you
know, it's like
kind
when
of had
Willow.
those kind of moments.
Yeah, like I love Willow, but when she messes up something, it's like, we're still doing this? Like, come on. Now, I'm not saying she did in this match, by the way. I didn't see anything. But like, you
Oh,
know.
yeah, she has had the occasional gaffe recently.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit weird. And I do feel like who was the other person we were just talking?
Julia Hart's the other one,
Julia
and
Hart. And
but
well, I don't feel like I don't know. There's something about both of their wrestling that isn't doing something for me. I don't know if it looks hard enough hitting. Like there's something off about both of their offense that I just have a hard time believing. I feel like other smaller women have been able to cover up for being a slighter frame than other women. And
Yeah.
neither of them have found a way to do that is maybe the best way that I
Yeah.
can think of to describe it.
Yeah, they're both real young too. Which helps their cases, like
Yes, they are made it's like 22, 23, something in that
Sky Blue's
area. So,
26 actually. That
oh,
surprised me.
okay, she's a little bit older than I thought then.
And then Julia Hart's 24. That's still pretty young though. I don't know. I'm not going to get into like their years experience and stuff, but you know, it's like especially for Julia Hart, I was at one of her matches and I was like, she should never be on TV again. But she's gotten a lot better. But I think you're right
Uh-oh.
though. Having them be not the muscle, but like the tag team behind Tekla is a good idea. Because Tekla's
Oh.
pretty good. She ain't my favorite, but I think she's pretty good. So yeah.
Yeah, she's I feel like she's gotten a character over. She's kind of the weird Euro badass
Yeah,
kind of
yes.
situation. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, her pin
Like
of
I
Statlander's fine. And let's see what goes on. Because they got away from Mercedes Moné, which is good. You know, she's taken off for a little bit.
That was the only thing that really bothers me. Like I guess in general, and this even goes back to kind of a little bit of the Ethan Page situation. I'm so tired of double champs, just
Yeah, I am
because
too.
it does just one of the championships gets ignored, at least, if not both of them, and it's just like and going back to the main kind of topic that we always seem to cover, both of these companies have plenty of people,
Yes.
but for some reason we don't see enough of them on TV to know that there's depth there. It's just like when someone has two belts, i.e. Willow Nightingale now. Like to me, it was a weird time for Willow Nightingale to win the championship after her and
Yeah.
Harley Cameron just overcame the odds,
Yeah.
and became tag team championships. Like, I think that was the biggest thing. I don't think you and I talked about it necessarily, but it was really strange that just the timing of that was strange to
Yeah,
me.
I didn't get it. She should. I think it was good she did win because the one. All right, so there's one thing to take away from this match too, outside of Tekla. Okay, everybody in this match is an AEW homegrown. I thought that's pretty cool, and I saw somebody else point out Eddie Kingston a long time ago, like cut. He was pissed at somebody and said, "Hey, get Statlander and Willow out here," or something like that, right? Instead of whatever whoever he was talking to, and seeing them come down the ring and with Harley Cameron too, you got the tag team champions, and I know the double belt thing. Willow's the TBS champion, and
We moved
Statlander's
past
the
that
AEW
part of
champion,
it. Yeah,
and it's like that's pretty cool. Like they,
oh.
you know, it's like they're
Yeah.
it's Tony Khan gets so enamored with other things. Or other toys. Mercedes. He brings in Okada. He brings it. Well, Moxley helped, obviously. But it's like, oh, is that WWE guy? Oh, is that a New Japan guy? Oh, is that this? And they bring him in and they shuffle people to the back. This is one where the homegrown's won out. Finally. Like,
Yeah,
finally.
that is the other wild thing is it's more of a finally, because well, and Statlander's had definitely had enough of a lengthy reign here
Yeah.
that I feel like whenever she loses it, it's fine. I don't necessarily think that's soon, but
No, it can't be the Tekla. Not yet. No.
yeah, I don't think it's gonna be to Tekla. So I mean, I feel like especially after that, she's gonna have a decent enough reign that she can eat an L and still be in the upper echelon.
Yeah.
Because that well, and that I feel like that's been another Tony Khan problem is the person's finally gotten the win and they haven't stuck with them long enough to, really make them feel like they were champion.
Right. Yeah. And it's they've re he's really fumbled it in other areas. Although you can say like Samoa Joe win a title, but he had Hangman win the title. He had Swerve for a while. I don't know if MJF is a homegrown or not. To me, he's not, because he was already getting like name recognition off the indies. He was already getting name recognition to other places. So it's like, but at the same time,
Yeah,
his biggest fame is AEW. So.
I'd still lean towards homegrown since he really kind of finished his development there.
Yeah,
But
I wouldn't argue
he,
that, yeah.
I, and I'm also in agreement that he was definitely on his way by the time
Yeah.
AEW formed.
So, but yeah, but I know there's other stuff. We've been going a while. Can we talk about the main event?
I was gonna say that was you did bring up MJF, so why don't we close with him and
Yeah.
Bandido?
I don't know. I had higher expectations for this. I don't know what it was. It wasn't bad. It just kind of happened.
Good, not great.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess I joked about early on in the show about AEW being a six altogether. I'd definitely skew a little bit higher for this match, but also like I don't feel like it can go much higher than a seven though.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, like there was something that I don't know if I can necessarily put my finger on. That I didn't really completely like about it.
I don't know. Maybe my expectations were high because one, it's Bandido. You know? So it's like, okay, it's Bandido.
That man has worked with everyone basically at this point, and he makes everyone look like $1 million.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, and you got
Should I say
MJF.
$1 billion now at this point?
Sure. But it's like, then he goes against with MJF, who is not bad at all. He's good too. So it's like, okay, we got these two clash of styles, obviously, but
Right.
you can get character work with MJF and you get the moving around of Bandido. And it should have, I to me, it just should have clicked better. So it's
Oh.
like, I want this to run back. I want it off TV so you can give them like the pay-per-view time, no commercials, like no nothing. Like,
Oh,
but oh, plus
yeah.
also this match shouldn't have happened. You know?
If Bandido doesn't have the ROH championship, there's more of a chance to me and my humble opinion that he ends up winning the champion. That he wins against MJF.
Well, I also,
Being
if
the
it
first
wasn't.
title defense is not a great spot to be in, honestly,
Exactly.
for anyone.
That's like there's no chance he's winning. Like they're not pulling a rug on MJF.
Also, the old, and I know you and I have definitely talked about this, the other Tony Khan bad habit, throwing his ROH champions under the bus.
Yeah.
Just, and maybe that's what drug this down a little bit. Like, you kind of knew what the outcome was going to be, and it doesn't really do anything for Bandido. It doesn't do. Like MJF's made, like he doesn't really need to beat Bandido. Like he can beat some bum basically.
And that's why
and it'd be
I
just
would have
as
preferred
fine.
a time limit draw. But I mean, that's an hour. So that's just not going to happen. Not on TV. Well, it has happened on TV, but when the match starts at 10 o'clock, you're not going to get a 1 hour overrun, you know?
Yeah, even if you try to give your main event 30 minutes, that's still
Yeah.
a little bit long. I mean, honestly, I was thankful that this week was only a 10 minute overrun. I think last week was almost 15 minutes. Like,
I thought this
fuck.
week was 17 minutes. Was it only 10? Am I thinking of
Yeah.
last week? Okay.
Yeah, last week was
Yeah.
terrible.
But no, maybe it's on me for building it up too much, because Bandidos had such great matches this year, which it's a shame most people haven't seen them. But the guy's
Yep.
great. I remember you talking about him years ago when he was in ROH before ROH was sold.
Yep.
And I was like, I just don't see him. I mean, I don't see him. And now it's
All
like,
right.
damn. Now I see why WWE was going after him so hard. And to find out he speaks English, which always cracks me up. So.
Yeah, I that was one of the funnier parts. When, because I think that was part of last week when Jonathan Cruz was, or John Cruz was
Yes.
introduced, Bandito's like, I fucking know English, you moron.
I speak English. And I was like, you do? So I mean, I understand the problematic thought behind that, right? But is it really like we've been fans forever and Mexican wrestlers didn't speak English. Japanese wrestlers didn't speak English. So forgive me if I'm surprised this guy speaks English. It sounds pretty good at it too, you know? So
Well, it's one of those ones where, to me at least, I feel like they had set an expectation in a lot of ways where he hadn't really cut a promo, I don't think, or if he did, it was in Spanish.
yeah.
It's just like, well, I'm just gonna assume that you only speak Spanish then, until you have a segment like that. It's just
Well,
like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
but it's
Like,
also like
if
not
you
letting him talk as
establish
well.
the English right away, well, actually, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like Julia might be an exception where she's kind of mentioned that she speaks English, and then she almost pretends like she doesn't speak English sometimes.
Yeah, it's just funny that I guess the expectation now should always be, oh, you speak English. And then when they don't, you're like, what's the matter with you? It's not the 80s. So, all right, let's get the hell out of here. We ain't sticking around for this main event. So,
Yeah, Kazarian versus Santana will have to wait. One of the beers I picked up while I was at my parents' here recently for the Christmas holiday, Trogues Independent Brewing, the Mad Elf, a Grand Cru, brewed with honey and cherries. So yeah, this beer is really, really good. 11% alcohol. It's a spicy Belgian. I should have been drinking this in a chalice, but just like a heathen, drank it straight out of the glass bottle. But
I
Trogues
noticed.
Brewing is a national brewery, and they make some really, really good beer. So yeah, if you have a chance to pick up anything from Trogues, because Mad Elf by itself is just their usual Christmas ale, and I do think I'm trying to remember what Grand Cru is, but I think that's also like they kind of combine. Oh, I think that is just the spicy Belgian, the Grand Cru itself. So like, I think you can get both beers separate, and this is a little bit of a hybrid of both of them. So yeah, very, very delicious, and the cherries really come through in it if you happen to be able to get your hands on that this particular version. So Belltime Beers from at DeFranco 11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Let it go.